Episode 11 is next, and I'm going to have to stop it just short of the end. I thought I'd warn you now.
Heroes of Civilization, presented by Dr. Norrie DeMaria. No man throughout modern history is more worthy of the title Hero of Civilization than Edward Jenner, the young Gloucestershire doctor who towards the end of the 18th century developed the proper use of vaccination against smallpox, and whom we now find in his home during 1782 enjoying an after-dinner glass of port with his friend, Mr. Edward Gardner.
Oh, thank you, Mary. Set it here. Now then, Gardner, try some of this old vintage. Ah, there you are. My best respects.
And mine, Edward. Excellent port. The county society folks certainly do yourselves well.
To be sure. Why shouldn't we? But now, about this plan of mine regarding smallpox.
Yes, well, what of it?
Well, as I was telling you, some weeks back, a dairymaid came to consult me on a minor matter. I elicited from her the information that she was then nursing a relative stricken with the smallpox.
Of course, you warned her.
Oh, most assuredly. And she replied that she could not take smallpox because she had had cowpox previously.
Seems incredible.
Yes, it does. But the facts support the gossip, Gardner. The remark of that uneducated dairymaid to me has probably given the world the key to the cure of smallpox. Because it is my theory that by inoculating all people with cowpox matter, we can prevent smallpox from occurring at all.
But, my dear Edward, to claim you can prevent smallpox by inoculation or any other method would surely bring ridicule upon you professionally.
Yes, you're right in a way.
Why risk your professional standing?
But, Gardner, are we not missing the point somewhat?
How so?
Well, I submitted to John Hunter my theory that the cowpox we have here in our dairies is responsible for rendering immune to smallpox all who come into contact with it. That is the key to my idea of vaccination.
Well, Hunter is a great scientist. What did he think of it?
Well, he wrote me a kindly, encouraging answer, rounded it off by advising me not to just think, but to try and be patient and accurate. And that's what I shall do. Try, experiment, investigate, be accurate until my method of cure is fully proven.
A wise plan, my friend. But on whom shall you make your actual test? You must work on a human being, you know. And everyone fears smallpox worse than the plague.
Well, I have myself as a subject. Then there's my little son. And you.
What? Well, I, for one, will not be a subject for you. And I think you should be prevented from endangering your own and your young son's life.
My dear friend, somehow I feel that this experiment shall not fail. An irresistible force drives me onward. I must accomplish the task. Conquest of smallpox is my mission in life. I must go on.
Thus, in the quiet rural atmosphere of Gloucestershire, was born the burning urge which drove Edward Jenner to the conquest of smallpox. Then in 1796, Jenner found Sarah Nelms, a dairymaid affected with cowpox, in the hands. He decided to risk his reputation and the possibility of being charged with murder on one great experiment which would give the final answer to the problem of immunization against smallpox. Now, on May the 14th, 1796, we find Jenner with Sarah Nelms at the home of one Phipps, a farmhand.
Well then, Phipps, now that we're agreed, I will proceed to vaccinate your son James with some cowpox matter from the hand of Sarah Nelms here.
Here's Dr. Jenner. Come on, Jimmy boy. Roll up your sleeve for the doctor.
Won't hurt, will it, doctor?
Oh, no, Jimmy. Just a scratch, and then you can have this gold sovereign, see?
Right you are, doctor. Be quick.
Ready, patient, eh? Well, James Phipps, you may make history. Now, come, Sarah, please. Your hand.
Here, doctor. The wrist is the best mark, I think.
Yes. Now, James, steady.
Steady.
Just a scratch, James.
What about the gold piece, Doctor?
Oh, wait till I bandage your arm, my lad. There now. Just be careful not to bump that for a few days.
Here's your sovereign.
Thanks, Dr. Jenner.
Give me the coin, lad. I'll mind it for you. Now, run off and play.
Thanks, Father.
A fine little lad. Well, that's the first step in our big test, Phipps.
Will the boy be all right, Doctor?
Well, he should develop a mild attack of cowpox, and that will pass off. He will then be immune to smallpox.
And are you going to inoculate him with smallpox, Doctor?
Yes, assuredly. Provided I'm satisfied that the vaccination takes to him effectively.
It's an awful risk, Doctor.
Not a bit of it, Phipps. Jimmy will be all right. Well, now, I must go. But I shall return on June the 1st, 14 days hence, and if all is in order, we shall inoculate Jimmy with smallpox to prove his immunity.
But, Doctor, if you fail and anything happens to Jimmy, they'll put you in prison.
Never fear, Sarah. Jimmy will be all right. Thank you for all your generous help. Goodbye now until this day fortnight.
Goodbye, Doctor Jenner. Thank you, Doctor. Goodbye. You're on time, Dr. Jenner. It's exactly 14 days yesterday since you vaccinated Jimmy. See, he's well, too.
Yes, Phipps. Hello, Jimmy, lad. How do you feel, all right?
Yes, Dr. Jenner, sir.
Come on inside, Doctor.
Thank you, Phipps.
Are you still going on with the test, Doctor?
Yes, I've got the smallpox matter here in my case.
Heaven forgive us if anything goes wrong.
Nothing should go wrong, Phipps. Now, come on, Jimmy. Roll up your sleeve while I get my instruments ready.
We are, Doctor.
You're not afraid this time, eh?
No, Doctor.
Fine. Now, that's the boy. Steady now. Steady, my boy. There you are, Jimmy. And now, for the next few weeks, you're definitely the most important young man in all England.
Day after day passed. The farmer's lad remained healthy. Jenner became almost crazy with excitement. He knew he had conquered smallpox. And when there was no longer any doubt of the lad's immunity, gleefully announced his discovery. For several years, professional propaganda held up the adoption of vaccination. Now, in 1799, we find Sir Archibald Murray in consultation with his London physician, Dr. Hewitt.
No, Sir Archibald. Your position, I have definite responsibilities. I must refuse to allow you to go to this fellow Jenner for vaccination.
But, Doctor, here, immunity from smallpox is a most attractive prospect. I'm willing to pay a handsome there.
Exactly. It's an attractive prospect, and Jenner knows you and thousands of others are willing to pay well. He makes these absurd claims and lines his pockets.
I believe he vaccinates the poor without charge.
I'm not interested in what he does, Sir Archibald.
What's
here,
that noise?
Come to this window. Look, there.
Hi, John. Come over to the high priest
of cowpox. Why, it's a procession.
It's a procession of students. Now, that's what we think of Jenner and his vaccination. See, they're dragging an effigy of him tied to a cow's tail. Hear me. The spirit of youth. What priceless wit, sir.
What ignorant buffoonery. The university authorities allow this sort of thing?
Not exactly. But in a case like this, it's not noted.
Oh, Mr. Jenner, beware of vaccination. I will all of you. Come.
I say, who's the tall man dispersing the students?
Back to your classroom, you young pup. Learn to study before you attempt to criticize another. Go! Go!
Well, that's Henry Clive, surgeon of St. Thomas's Hospital. He should know better than to conduct himself so in a public place.
Faith, sir, he's a man after my own heart. Dr. Hewitt, please excuse me.
Must you hurry away, Sir Archibald?
Yes, indeed I must, or I shall not be able to catch that surgeon and have him vaccinate me. Goodbye, Doctor.
Jenner was carried forward to triumph by public opinion. In 1801, he was made a cash grant of £10,000, and a Jennerian society was formed in 1802. And a further government grant of £20,000 was made to him in 1806. Now, in 1823, a few weeks before his death, he's visited at his country house by a committee of doctors, amongst whom we find his former opponent, Dr. Hewitt.
Jenner, we're all grieved to see you ailing. We all hope most earnestly for your early recovery. We need your help and guidance more than ever before.
Oh, you must get well, Jenner.
I thank you, Sheriff.
gentlemanly most kind. Like myself, your doctors have considerable experience. You can all see the obvious signs of a life nearing its end.
Oh, come now, Jenner. Must be something all we doctors can do between us to assist your recovery.
Hear it. My time has run, and we all know it. Let's discuss the matter which brought you here. Now, for instance, this smallpox outbreak in London.
Yes, Jenner. It's dreadful, and it rages in spite of vaccination.
Of course it would. With more than 3/4 of the population unvaccinated, and a great many of those that are have been done with improperly prepared vaccine.
We've been sent here, Dr. Jenner, to ask your advice.
Hewitt, will you please take that large envelope from my writing desk? In it, you will find clearly stated my measures for eradicating smallpox. Firstly, make vaccination compulsory. Isolate all infected persons and place the work of vaccination under properly constituted authorities.
Is this the envelope, Jenner?
Yes, that is it, Hewitt. Now, gentlemen, I'm rather fatigued.
Yes, we must leave now.
Goodbye. I hope you have a word.
Get settled quickly, Jenner.
You are still here, Hewitt.
Jenner, I cannot leave you without an apology for my previous opposition to your work. Some few years now, it's worried me greatly. I was an obstinate fool.
Oh, not a bit of it, Hewitt. 5 years ago, when that ignorant dairy maid gave me the idea that cowpox immunized against smallpox, I thought it was an old wives' tale.
But you investigated it fully.
Ah, Hewitt, that was your one great mistake. You dismissed my claims without proper trial.
I've been taught a bitter lesson.
Which will make you a better doctor, Hewitt. Now, give me your hand. There can be no bitterness between us.
You put me to shame. I'd do anything to repay you.
Hewitt, you are a younger man. I am ailing. If you would repay me, go out to London. Take up my work. Eradicate smallpox.
By heavens, I shall, Jenner. And I'll not rest until every one of your principles is applied and smallpox is conquered.